Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, Old Man Wade, and we are back at it again. I have my lovely wife, Mrs. Old Man Wade.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm when she comes into the show. And we have returning guests from a popular show, Ocean of Horrors. Jamie's back.
Yay.
And as was last time, we're drinking. Some of us are drinking and doing other things. Hey, you just incriminated yourself. I didn't say anything. And she just gave me the finger. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is what married life is like. Your wife giving you the finger and you sipping a beer and just taking it like a man.
Okay.
Right? True.
Moving on.
True.
So, I did a show yesterday, which will be like a week later for you people listening, with some buddies of mine, Samuel Cobby and Jess Grant, about dating. And we don't have a lot of experiences with one night stands, like just flat out, just like one night stands. You go out, you do your thing, blah blah blah. Javi's been in a relationship for 10 years. I've been with my wife going on 11 years now, and Greg's in limbo, but doesn't really do one night stands. And in the peak of the Me Too movement, I also thought it would be a good idea to give some advice out to women about the do's and the don'ts when they're out, you know, looking to have fun. So, Maria, what is you think would be the what do you think the number one rule would be when it comes to going out looking for sex?
Wait, going out looking for sex?
Specifically going out looking for sex.
Specifically going out, don't get too fucked up.
Yeah.
A, you won't enjoy the sex you're looking for because you'll be wasted and there's nothing worse than
you won't remember it.
And not remembering what you did. Secondly, you don't want to end up going home with some kind of like creep, like who could do something like horrible, like stick it in your bum when you're not looking.
Well, if you just stick it in your bum, pretty sure you're not going to be looking. Unless this person's very gifted.
Fair.
Young kids are into that now. Young, you know, for real. Like, kids like, not young kids. I always make myself sound like 65. But like, I'm talking about people that are like 26 years old.
These kids nowadays.
Let me tell you, anybody under the age of 30 or 28, they're 12 years old to me.
Right? No, seriously. I'm like, oh. No, near my house, I lived next door to college, and I was driving home one day, and I told people at my work, I was like, oh, last night was so foggy, it was crazy, and there were kids everywhere in the streets. And they were like, kids? And I'm like, well, I mean, the college kids, they were walking to the bar, but like, you know.
So rule number one, you say, don't get too trashed.
Don't get too trashed.
So besides the fact that, you know, you won't enjoy the sex, what about the implications of, like, you know, not keeping your bearings if you're too drunk?
Well, yeah, you don't want to end up somewhere with someone that you shouldn't be with. There's a lot of creepy people, and you have to be really careful. And also, I mean, STDs are very real, people. It's the gift that keeps on giving in most cases. And do you really want to go home with herpes for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's the end of the world as you know it.
You know what, though? This is actually pretty sick. I actually enjoy telling people that I have STDs if things don't go my way after a hookup, you know?
You know, not because you actually have them.
No, not because I actually have them, but, like, you know, when they blow you off.
To instill the fear.
You're like, yeah, you know what? Maybe you should go get yourself checked. Just saying. Like...
That might be the most devious and amazing thing I've ever heard in my life.
Make them sweat a little.
just whisper in the ear, you might have herpes.
How do you feel about that?
Chlamydia is nothing, though, because you can just take a pill for that, you know? You need something serious, yeah, like herpes, possibly HIV positive, you know.
Hepatitis.
So yeah, something that is non-curable.
So what you're saying is chlamydia is the one night stand of STDs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Herpes, yes. Herpes is marriage.
Yes. Yes. That should be the name. Back to the dark side. Herpes is marriage.
And I'm writing it down. So what about for guys? Like, you know, obviously, like, you know, if you're too drunk, you can't perform. That's pretty
much. You won't be able to get it up.
It's whiskey dick.
I don't think anybody really goes out, though, to meet. Like, if someone's actually looking, they're like, oh, you know what? I want to get laid tonight. Feeling it, you know? Yeah, no one is going to a bar, I feel like, anymore. People are on Tinder, and they're just swiping, hoping, you know, that somebody responds.
You literally just go to fuck. So, like, that old notion of going to a bar and meeting a person and being like, you know what? Fuck it.
So
and, like, giving up inhibition. Like, you literally can turn your phone on now and be like...
And it shows you how close people are, you know? Yeah. So you're like, okay.
So
this is only 20 minutes away.
Yeah, this person's decent looking. Wait.
So it's not even a bar anymore. It's essentially just a swipe right in an Uber?
Yeah. I mean, you might even be able to walk next door. Like.
And like.
Oh, we found that one of my buddies who will remain nameless... because he's dating somebody, was on Tinder at work, and he found out that one of the women on Tinder was actually in our building.
Oh, really?
Like, literally, like, a few floors up.
That's my friend, who will also remain nameless, because she's also married, was on Tinder one night. This is super weird. She was on Tinder one night in Boston, because she was at her husband's place, and she saw my ex-husband on Tinder, which is weird because he's in a relationship, and it said that he was like 4 or 5 miles away. It was a short distance, but he was supposed to be with our daughter in Bridgewater, so I was really confused about it. He said it was like wrong, but he never actually addressed the fact that he had a Tinder and he has a live-in girlfriend.
maybe they're into it. Maybe he was bringing her home for a little three-way action. But it still befuddles me that, like, it's really that easy now. Again, I'm a thousand fucking years old, and I don't get dating websites. I don't understand. Like, I didn't trust people enough to have one night stands because I don't know. And I said this last pod. I don't know how crazy this woman might be. So do I bring her to my house and worry about her like stabbing my roommate when she walks out the door?
It's a possibility, you know. It's the risk you run.
Or do I go to her house? And then she locked me in some weird basement, dropping lotion down a well.
I think if you gotta like choose good questions to ask the person to possibly eliminate psychopaths like that. One question that I've taken to asking people on when I'm talking, I'm not really looking for hookups, to be honest. I don't know why I said that. I'm like making it sound like I'm looking for booty calls every night. But questions I ask people when they're trying to talk to me, and this is a weird one, is have you ever been to jail? And people are like,
that is not
what?
A weird question.
No, people are thrown off by it. I'm like, I just feel like a lot of people
have been,
and I have not been. I'll share that with you. I have not been to jail. So, like,
as a black male, shocking, I have never been to jail either.
But, like, just, like, I don't know, like, I'm...
So what do you think that question alludes to? Like, if they say yes,
then I don't want to, because they're probably losers. Like, there's so many losers online. There's so, like, that's where they all are, because... I'm online, but I hope I'm not a loser, but
oh, I'm a loser online. All I do is sit and post my comic book articles all day on online.
Like these people don't have jobs, they don't have cars, they just got out of
in their mother's basement.
Yeah, or like a sober house, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing trying to meet somebody right now?
Crackheads need love, like, too.
Get your shit.
But they're not for me, you know.
Get your shit together first, then worry about fucking later.
No, seriously.
But that's, I think that's a good question, because if someone said to me, well, let's say I went to jail when I was like 16 or something stupid. He was like, have you ever been to jail? Like, yeah, I got caught selling a dime bag when I was 16, but that was when I was 16. I'm now 25, and I don't have those issues anymore. Like, you know what I mean? A person who's gone past that usually doesn't really have an issue explaining the things that goes on. If someone gets kind of offended, they're like, the fuck you mean I ain't been in jail? That's just a general question.
Right. No, some people do get, like, offended, and they're like, ah, that's weird. Why would you ask that? And then I'm like, well, if you're getting defensive about it, you've probably been in jail. So, like...
Well, and also from, like, past knowledge, like, of, like, people that you may have dated or met, like, thinking this person's, like, completely normal, and then you find out, like, 3 months in, they're, like, a rapist. Or, like, a...
No, yeah, people are really crazy. They're gonna hide it.
Yeah. So, I understand that question fully.
But, like, yeah, you know, you gotta ask good questions. I don't know. I feel like there's, like, a different... in ages and stuff like that with, like, what you find as well. Like, so you go on, you're, like, swiping, whatever. Like, okay, so my friend the other day was talking, and she met somebody. I don't even know how she met him, but basically, just so casually at work, she's just telling me that, you know, she's 10 years younger than me, so she's 25. She just turned 25. She met this guy, and he's looking for a dom. And he's
like a dominatrix.
Yeah, he's gonna be the sub. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, you know. She's like, you don't have sex with them because, like, you're too good for that. You know, you just, like, you might pee on them, spit on them, you know.
That's a thing.
Kick them in the balls. I'm like, wait, you're okay with this? And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, like, he already sent me $200. And I'm like,
so wait, he's paying.
Yeah, no, exactly. He's paying.
This is a
to beat his ass.
It's a valuable market and things like that. They're like, you have women who are. Sometimes you have women who are, like, either, like, or in power, but aren't really in power, quote-unquote, so they need to abuse somebody. They feel the need to do that.
I mean, I abuse you on a daily, but I don't expect you to pay me for it.
I like it, though. There's a difference. And then you have these guys who are always in power, and it's like they have mommy issues, daddy issues, control issues, and they just feel the need to be punished for all the things they do, and there's a market for it.
There is a market.
I think that just people are just super sexual now. I feel like people that are a little bit younger than us, like, are, because you know, like, you guys have been together for a long time. A lot of people in their 30s are married, you know, or have been in, like, serious relationships for a while. So yeah, the people that are, like, single still, I feel like the younger generation, nobody's really getting married, you know, a lot of them aren't. And it is a lot of, like, free sex, and people are into some really kinky, weird things. So, I guess if you are going to go for a one-night stand, make sure you also ask the questions of what they're into, because you might step into something that you're not that into.
So, I asked a buddy of mine, I'll call him Lucifer, I asked him, like, because he was like, you want to talk about one-night stands, make sure you talk to me. So, he sent me a text message, like, a list of things. I thought it was great. There are two main types of one-night stands. There is the Big Bang. It's when two random people meet at a bar or something, and right away they know. Then there's the evolution. This happens over a course of the night, many drinks and lots of talking, and there's an actual mental connection. Oh, these text messages are split up. So, and they know, and they know. No, you know what? Doesn't matter. Or local versus vacation. When you have a local one night stand in the mornings, you'll probably ask for the number, even if it's not going to be used. Just as a courtesy, in case you run across this person. Unless it was a drunken office Christmas party romp, you bury that deep. On vacation, you only ask what their Instagram is so you can show your boys.
I would say, for sure, ask for the number. Even if you are not going to call, you have to ask for the number. Because, because you want to get out of there in one piece, Maria. You know? Like, you don't want any, like...
backlash.
Yeah, like, right there. Like... Yeah, ask for the number, never text, or if you already have the number and you don't plan on texting, block the number then, because...
So then that brings up the point. One night stand, though, you're doing it at their place, not yours, so that you can run.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. If you were actually planning a one night stand, for sure, yeah, do not bring them back to your place.
So how does that work? So now you have two people who both have that same rule of, let's not do that... at my place, let's go to your place. So how does that work?
No, because usually somebody's a slut. You know? Yeah. 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 Like, the person that's, like, out looking for the one-night stand, whoever they're hooking up with is usually gonna...
let them come to their place.
Yeah.
So Maria will get a kick out of that.
Or you just do it in the car.
There's
which I haven't done in a really long time because I'm really old. So
I can't bend like that anymore.
No, exactly. I just, like, think about it and I'm like, oh, why?
So I was talking about this the other day. I've never actually had sex in a car.
I used to do it when I was a teenager a lot.
Yeah, but, like, see, when I was a teenager, I had a deplorable parenting system, so...
Yeah, you can just have them in your house.
So there was no need for the car.
You didn't have to suffer.
But now at the tender age of 35, I'm like, I've never had sex with? I can never answer.
Well, definitely don't do it in the front seat if you're going to try.
Again, like you said, I don't bend that way anymore.
So, Slade Hill, I asked him from the Whiskey Brothers podcast, because he's notoriously known as someone who is one night stands. He's a comic, and he goes, I'm assuming both parties are drunk playing the odds. You both fought, and I asked, what do you do after, you know, after, like, what do you do after, like, who leaves, who does that? He goes, I'm assuming both parties are drunk. You both fall asleep. The person who doesn't live there is obligated to fake an early meeting so they can reevaluate their life at 6 a.m. over coffee alone. The other party sleeps in.
Okay, so nobody knows me, so I'm going to admit this story. So I had somebody that I recently stopped, but, like, I would just go and, like, have sex with them. And he was really hot.
Oh, that's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lived really close by. And, yeah, I'd send him a text message and I'd be like, hey, like, you want to fuck? Like, I literally would just be that out there. And he'd be like, yeah, sure. So I'd go over and, like, his door would be unlocked. I'd let myself in the house. And it's funny because if I was at work, I would take a shower at his house before we would have sex. I would like to take
because, you
just gotta work. But I feel like that's like crazy for like, you know, like when you're just like hooking up with somebody, like, why, you know? But then we'd have sex and it'd be good, you know? But as soon as we were done, I would get up and get my clothes and be like, okay, well, see you next time. And I'd just leave. Is that weird?
No. So awkward.
No.
I've never tried to stay. I'm like,
did he ever try to convince you to stay?
No, he's never asked me to stay. I've never.
But that's like a real hookup.
Hold on. This is what I say to what you did, Jamie. I give you a round of fucking applause. So, for all the hookups I've never had one night stands, but I've had a lot of hookups. And
so then that's not a one night stand then. So, or do you call that like a one night stand?
You're just hooking up. So it's just you're a fuck buddy. It's essentially what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like a friend you're fucking. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah, but they're not even friends. They leave immediately.
Yeah,
there's
no conversation. This has been
there's no sharing emotions.
I feel like this has been going on and off for years now, right? But the funny thing is I literally realized recently that I know fucking nothing about him. Like, we are Facebook friends. So I was like going through his Facebook and I was like, what? This is what he's into? Like,
you know what? That's even. All right. That's even better. Okay.
So that's like the one night stand that just keeps on giving. You never actually have to learn anything. Right. You're just in and out. Stop.
There was. I give you two.
Under 10 minutes.
I can give you two examples. There was one girl. We used to hate fuck each other. Like, we used to argue and debate about the dumbest shit ever, just so we could have sex. That was the only way we could...
Did you set up a topic beforehand?
No, like, she would just piss me the fuck off, like, purposely. One day, she sent me a text message. She goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm sitting here watching whatever the fuck I was watching. And she goes, oh, can I come by? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, what do you want to do? She goes, oh, I just want to fuck. I'm like, okay, cool. So I was like, all right, I'll meet you wherever, whatever. So I met her. We're arguing all the way to the house. We fuck. We watch some TV. She starts another fucking argument. We fuck again. And then she leaves. I kid you not.
Yeah, it's
good. One other girl, she would hit me up, get off of work, and she'd go, oh, you home yet? I was like, I'll be home in probably like another, like, blah, blah, blah. She goes, all right, well, you'll be home in 15 minutes. I'm 20 minutes away. All right, cool. I'm just going to leave the door unlocked. I'll be in bed. We'd fuck. She'd go to sleep. She'd wake up. All right, I'll see you next time. All right, cool. I'd roll back over, go to sleep. She'd go home.
I feel like I learned at a tender young age that a lot of guys, when they hook up with you, like, no matter what they tell you before hooking up with you, because they're going to tell you everything, they don't really want you to be there after, you know?
If you actually wanted to, like, snuggle with a girl, then you wouldn't just be casually fucking.
No, exactly. So somebody that's casually fucking, like, yeah, they don't want you to stay. They want you to leave. So it's just, like, awkward. So, yeah, I'm just, like, I feel that's why I just do that. Like, just, like, naturally, I'm like, okay, well.
Peace out.
Yeah. When I dated Chris, like, when we first, like, were hooking up, because we hooked up for, like, a couple of years before we actually dated, he thought that was weird. Like the first time we hooked up, I was like, okay, well, see you at work. And he was like, what? You're leaving? Because he, like, randomly wanted to cuddle, and that was weird to me. You know?
He was a weird individual.
No, he was.
I was going to say, because he was an asshole.
But then that's like, even, it's kind of
even
worse.
He likes to emotionally fuck people.
Yeah, that's when you why. Like, if you just go to like have sex with somebody and then they like randomly want to cuddle, it's like you like lay there and you're like, you can't sleep. You're just like, you're like trying to will yourself to sleep, but you're like so uncomfortable and you're just like, they're like holding you and you're like, oh man, why did I do this?
Oh.
I always, and we were talking about this, did either one of you guys live the dorm life?
No.
No. She had a baby.
Yeah, I was like, I went to college for, I actually
had children.
I went to college for like one semester. I don't even know if it's called that because that's how short I went. I was telling the Bay about that the other day. She was like, you went to college? I'm like, yeah, I did.
For 2 minutes.
I took four classes, okay? Like, whatever. I finished them.
It essentially sounds like my college career. But no, so we were talking about the dorm life, and I think it's a blessing that I never lived the dorm life. Because I would be known as that guy that like every woman would have either hated or loved. Because like, I just feel like I would have woke up and they'd be like, oh, they would have been like, I'd be like, oh, hey, what's up, Jennifer? And then she just would have been flipping me off right down the hall. And then they're like, what's that about? Nah.
I don't understand like dorm life, to be honest. Like, I live in an apartment building where, like I said, I live across from the college. So college kids do live in like my like complex, and there's actually four of them that live above me. So the biggest apartment is only two bedrooms. So it's four college guys that live in this two bedroom apartment. So obviously they're like sharing rooms.
Oh yeah.
Like I've never done that, and I just can't imagine like going and like hooking up with my boyfriend while his like roommate is like in the bed next to him.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's odd. But I guess like if you're just one night standing, Jamie, and running out the door.
That's true.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe you're hoping to get both of them involved. I don't know.
I mean, I guess when you're like 19, you don't give a fuck. It's like, why are you fucking the car? Somebody could see you doing it, but like,
right?
Whatever. You're just trying to get laid. Like, that simple.
This is slightly off subject, but still like sexual and kind of dating. So the other day at work, this girl that I work with, she said that she's never received a dick pic.
Ever?
Ever. And
I've actually heard that a lot.
And she,
I don't know if I've ever
she's older. Yeah, she's a little bit older than me, but not much. She's probably like, you know, maybe early 40s, maybe. I don't even know. And I was like, I feel like I get them all the time. And it's like, what is it about my face that says that I would love to see your dick? I mean, I would love to see your dick. I'm not going to lie.
People probably because of statements just like that. You probably actually use those words. Yes, I'd love to see a dick.
No, I feel like people will straight up just ask you. Be like, oh, you want to see my dick? And I'm like, sure. Send it.
We talked about that. You said it's a good thing because at least now you know what the fuck you're working
on. Oh, I got one, a terrible one recently, right? And I actually critiqued it. I critiqued it too.
You critiqued it too?
I was like, in the
future. I just pictured you sitting there going, like Simon Cowell, that penis is horrendous.
It is an all shade of pink.
It is an all shade of pink.
It was
is that a freckle?
It was really small, one, right? So like, why are you sending dick pics of your small dick? Like, no one wants to see that.
Maybe he's a grower, not a shower.
Okay, if you're sending a limp dick pic, that's a problem too.
Yeah, that's a
definite. I've actually had to talk about that. Some people have sent me limp. I'm like, get it fucking hard first. Like, what
actually,
are you doing?
If you're bold enough to send a limp dick pic, then
that means something, Jamie. The limp dick pic means something.
But his dick pic was on the toilet.
Wait, he's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Do you think he's taking a shit?
No, I don't know. It's hard though. It's hard, but it's like small. And I was like, in the future, never take a dick pic on the toilet. Oh, I said that. Like, yeah, what the fuck are you thinking? You thought this was just gonna be sexy?
Oh my god, who sends a dick pic on the toilet?
Sometimes when you push a woman out, you get a boner. That's really great. You just gotta send it to the woman.
Well, obviously, if she wasn't impressed by it, and he pushed one out, and he got a boner, and that was like his best
interview. I can't believe that you critiqued his dick, though.
Yeah, no.
Do it! I mean, we do it with each other. Like, we will show each other pictures and then talk shit.
Trust me, when all my friends send me dumb pictures of chicks, they're fucked. Well, unfortunately, they don't do it anymore because we're all fucking married. Like, when we do stuff like that,
nice
it was just
mark.
Like, huh?
Nice, Mark.
Well, no, we're all married. We're all married, so it was like, there's nothing to fucking send anymore. But it's like, we look at it, we're like, eh, why does her nipples look like that? Like, that's, like, just know that everyone is seeing your titties and seeing your vagina. That's just what it is.
Well, that's why I don't understand, like, sending, like, dick pics or naked pics, because, like, it's not just for the person. Like, literally, they're going to show everyone.
That's why you're going to do it on Snapchat.
No, see.
Because then, if they screenshot it, then you know, and you're like, no, asshole, I know you fucking saved that.
So, here's the thing. One day, I was going to send Maria one.
Snapchat?
While she was at work. But I know sometimes her Snapchat will go off, it'll be from me, and one of her friends will, and she'll, Maria will just instinctively go, oh, it's from Mark, read it to me.
Yeah, no, I'm not very personal or private about my phone. Like, I let people just take my phone, I'll be like, oh, can you read that text for me? Like, I'll be doing something.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, like, I'm not a person. So, like, if somebody sent me a dick pic, yeah, like, all my friends would have saw Mark's dick. Yeah. Because I would be like, hey, can you open that and just tell me what he wants?
Have you ever gotten a Snapchat that says it's like a picture because it's like the red square, but it's actually a movie?
No.
I get those sometimes, yeah.
Wait, are they sending movies now?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, Maria. Oh, my God. People, yeah, I get, I not only do I get pics, I get movies.
You get full-length features.
I get full-length features.
Let me find out you're getting, like, CGI Michael Bay penis pics.
I can't.
It's like a transformer in the background to show you how big it is compared to Optimus Prime's forearm.
I can't.
No, definitely. I almost mentioned the name, but yeah, definitely people send me videos all the time.
So, my homegirl who used to work at the place, she just said, you know, when you're going, she goes, make eye contact, like when you're going out looking for a one night stand, she goes, make eye contact, talk to them, take shots, go to their place, hook up. If you're sober enough to leave right after that, then run.
Yeah, right? Seriously. You're like, yeah, just get out.
She goes, if not, sleep it off, wake up, and then say thanks and leave. If they ask for your number and you had good sex with them, take it and plan around too.
That's fair. I feel like that's fair. One of the only time I ever had a one-night stand, that wasn't because a repeated offender is not a one-night stand, right? Like, I mean, simply just a one-night stand. I was like, telling Mark earlier, it was like the grossest experience ever because he was a shrimper.
Ew.
For those of you who do not know what a shrimper is, it is someone who likes to suck the toes. I don't really like people to touch my feet because it's fucking gross. And, like, your nasty slobber on my toes is nasty. B, my biggest problem with it and totally turned me off from even wanting to have sex with him after he sucked my toes was that I was wearing flip-flops.
Ew.
In the summer.
Ew.
In a bar.
You were like,
and he sucked my dirty, like, STD-infested, nasty-ass toes. Like, I was like telling Mark, I was like, he tried to kiss me on the mouth, and I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I could not do the toe thing either.
So I couldn't even allow it. No. And that's probably why I never did it again, because, like, honestly, it was the most bizarre experience ever. The sex was not good. I definitely should ask for a dick pic. And he sucked my dirty fucking toes.
Yeah, like, ugh, yeah, I hate toes. I had some kid recently, like, say something like, I did send him a picture of my feet, too.
I mean, you have my feet, pretty cute.
Yeah, they are cute feet, but they fucking stink. So, like, I'm just like, ew, you do not want to suck my toes. You sicko.
Okay, I'll just say this. So, just for listeners who might get grossed out by this, just skip for about 15 seconds.
Don't say it.
I don't understand guys who like having their asshole licked. I don't get it.
Okay.
I know some people.
This is like, I know this is something called.
Oh, I know a lot of people.
I know some women, look, I'll look an asshole. I don't really care, but, like, just keep.
He's talking about men in particular.
Which is cool. That's your thing. But, like, did you know what I think it was? I think I had one female. We were doing that or whatever. And she's grabbing my ass, which is cool. And then I felt it between my cheeks. I'm like, okay, maybe she just, nope, she's trying, nope, and it ruined me, because, like, the one chance, it was like,
To this day, I've never been able to enter Max.
It was like Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. He was like, no. It just wasn't going to be a thing.
Yeah, no, I feel like, yeah, that is a big thing. I find, like, yeah, like, with talking to people, is like, people are, like, straight up about it. Like, they're like, yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
so, wait, have you ever licked someone's ass?
I have, but I was really, really, really drunk. And that's why I'm like, I don't know if I could do it. So, the kid that I was hooking up with a lot that stopped recently, he actually asked me for that. And I was like, what? Like, it was so...
Like, straight up ass. Like, yeah. Will you lick my asshole? Yeah. That would have ended.
No. Because I was going to do it. I was prepared. He was a good lad. And I was like... okay, you know what?
Take one for the team.
Yeah, this is what he wants. I guess I can do it.
And then it's like... It just feels like the awkwardness
of... The sex was that good that she was willing to lick his asshole.
I have...
To keep it going.
That does sound crazy when you say it like that.
I have one pair of feet in my mouth once, and the sex was that good. Like, it was just that good.
Asked you to lick their feet, though?
Yeah, I was in there. It was in the moment. We were both.
Yeah.
We were both. Feet are disgusting.
We were drunk. Like, okay. And it was just like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is.
But yeah, no, he straight up was like, next time we hook up, I want you to lick my ass. And I was like, how do I even respond to this? So I was just like, okay, like, you know. So then I talked.
Send a poop emoji.
I talked to Teresa because Teresa's all about fucking ass.
She likes assholes. Okay.
Yep, she does, and she's just like, fuck her ex boyfriend too with a strap on. She's crazy, but and she like loved it. But so I was like, I don't know, Teresa, like, I've done it before, but I was, like, really drunk, and, like, he doesn't like when I drink, because he doesn't really drink, so, like, you know, like, what am I going to do? And she's, like, telling me, she's like, yeah, and, like, I'm like, how am I going to, like, initiate this, though? Like,
get to the asshole?
Yeah, exactly.
So here's my thing about
what is sexy about going down to somebody's asshole?
So you're going to start, like, by giving them a blowjob, right? And then, obviously, like, you know, you, like, play with their balls, and then that's how you, you know, that, like,
I don't know. You segue? Like, you throw their legs over their shoulders. You're like, ugh! It just sounds so emasculating that I don't understand why any guy would want a woman to literally throw his legs over his shoulders and lick his asshole.
But, like, long story short, I didn't even end up doing it with him. Like, I was so nervous before that I was drinking at my house, even though I was like, oh, I can't drink too much because he's going to know. And then he texted me, like, hey, be home in, like, 15 minutes if you want to head over. And, like, when I got that text message, my heart dropped. You know, like, that feeling that you get when you're, like, dreading something and you're like, oh, shit. Like, so I was like, okay, I need to take, like, a couple shots real quick and then go. So then I went, and, yeah, no, he didn't ask for it.
Because you were supposed to just do it, Jamie.
I know.
You were supposed to lick the asshole.
I failed. Maybe that is why it ended, Maria, you know?
Was that the last time?
No, okay. But pretty much around then, yeah.
Oh, so like then he called for a comeback, and you still didn't lick.
Yeah,
the
I still didn't
do
it.
That was the problem.
I ruined my own booty.
He got you set up to lick the asshole, and you did not fall for the.
We did have good sex though, but it really was just because we've been doing it for years.
I mean, like if like that's the case, then you know, do the damn thing, man. Like if the sex is really that good, then you know. More power to it, but I'm just trying to picture, like, it's different when you're going, I guess it's different when you're going down on a woman, because it's like, there's like, a piece of paper separating the vagina and the asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
But like.
It's like a huge ball sack, you're like, how do I get around this?
Do I put it on my head?
Does a guy go on all fours?
A lot of guys are hairy, you know, so it's like. I just can't. I mean, you know what? I haven't licked any ass recently, but so maybe the younger guys do. But I just can't imagine a guy thinking enough ahead to like shave his ass
because you're gonna eat it.
Oh, whoa!
We need to ask these people: do they shave their asshole in preparation for the ass licking?
No, you do that if flat out. If you know a girl. is gonna go down. You you know you're about to go down. You ask her, hey, what do you like? What do you like a bush to look like? Do you want it shaved? Do you want it trimmed? Do you want it 80s?
You never asked me if you should shave your bush.
Yeah, I did. Actually, no. You just told me.
Yeah, I was afraid to just tell somebody.
Yeah, like I don't. And what did I do?
Because I'm like, oh, that's gross.
No, it is. No. Yeah. I'm like, no.
What did I do? I'll be right back.
I always tell people, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you need to shave. And they're like, I will. I'm like, no, like for real, like because
right
like
now.
I don't want to suck your dick and then be like,
like a cat
reaching down my throat trying to get your fucking pube out of my throat, like you sicko.
So in your mind, preemptive asshole shaving is warranted. Yeah.
So then, if you're single and you just don't know, like, do you just always shave your ass just in case?
That's a good point. Yeah, but like, no, girls don't lick the ass on the first night. You have to like work them into the ass licking.
Yeah. But what about
like if a dude asked you first night?
A lot of guys are into licking ass. Like, if we're going the other way, so it's like, should I always?
Oh yeah, you should always shave your
ass. I'm a single woman. Should I always have a shaved asshole? I should. Yeah. Right.
It should be shaved or bleached.
I was gonna say, should I get it bleached?
A nice Brazilian wax.
Where do you even do that?
So
somebody asked me for a picture of my
bleached asshole.
No, they asked me for a picture. It's not bleached.
You're unbleached asshole.
They asked me.
You can answer it though. My next time. I don't think you want a picture of my unbleached asshole. I'll get back to you 2 days after my
that
Brazilian.
Seems like an awkward ass picture to take. No pun intended. No.
But like, no, like somebody literally, yeah, they were like looking for like, you know, they wanted to like sext or whatever, and they were like, send me a picture of your asshole, and I was like, what? No.
That's not sexy.
No.
That's so gross.
Like, I don't even want to see it. Actually, this is like a little segment here, a little segue. My stepdad recently had a colonoscopy, and because he's like in his 50s, and I went over his house, and he's like, "Hey, look at this!" And it's like a picture on his phone. So I'm like, "What? What is that? It looks so weird and gross." And he was like, "It's my asshole." What the fuck?
That is something your dad.
Well, it's not her dad. That makes it worse. It's her stepdad.
Oh well, yeah. That is something. That is some shit he would do. Again, no pun intended. So I'm still talking to a homegirl, and she said, and I was, she was like, you know, what we talking about? I was like, you know, send a dick pic. She goes, oh my God, yes, I have this male stripper who I have never met in my life that sends me dick pics. Then I have this Boston fireman who sends me dick pics. I guess I hooked up with him like 10 years ago where she used to work. I'm not going to name the place. He hits me up on Facebook Messenger, and whenever I ask him what his schedule is, he never responds. Then just a week ago, some random kid that I went to the same school with, I guess, hacked his Facebook and I got a dick pic. She goes, I don't ask for them. They just send them to me. Like,
yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
You know, I don't really care. My friend Teresa said that. She's like, an unsolicited dick pic. No. Don't just randomly send me a fucking dick pic.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, but people do. People are like, hey, you want to see my dick? And I'm like, shh, if you want to show it. Like, you know.
You have to be ready for it.
Yeah. There's this kid I've been talking to, and we're gonna go on a date, I guess. I don't know. Because we haven't set anything up. Well, we've only been talking for like a week and a half. But, you know, he sent me pictures. He sent me videos. He'll be like, you want to see me come? I'm like, sure.
But do you actually want to see
No,
him
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's kind of arousing. But I'm not, like, doing anything. It's not like I'm like, oh, yeah, send me these so I can masturbate. Like, I'm not doing that. Like,
I swear you're waiting for me just to take a chug and then making these comments. I swear you're waiting exactly
I'm like,
that moment.
You know, it's like I'm, like, sitting there watching, like, The Office in my living room. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then you gotta, like, you're like, oh, that's hot. That's sexy.
Thanks.
Right?
Yeah, how do you like? I've gotten some pictures, and I'm like, oh, I wish you didn't send that to me.
Right, you're like, oh, out of nowhere, out of left field. I like sending those.
My favorite is just nice. This is just nice. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah.
Like, my trainer was like sending me like some sexy sexual emojis and stuff like that on Snapchat recently.
Were any of them eggplants?
Yeah. Oh, we were getting into it. We were getting into it back and forth with like these like sexual
eggplant music.
And So he was like, show me your tits. And he was like, or, like, in a little cat emoji. I'm like, terrible. But then, okay. Of course I do.
Was your asshole bleached then, see?
No, I still have yet to send an asshole. I don't even want to take the photo and look at it myself. Like, you know, like, because that's the thing.
Right, like, I think that needs to be the next step. You have to send him an asshole pic. You have to one up him.
No. No. But, you know, I enjoy it, you know? And especially, like, obviously, like, me and him, like, yesterday was good because, like, it was, like, almost like foreplay. Like, I didn't know we were going to hook up because I actually didn't think we were going to hook up. But throughout the day, we sent those things back and forth, like, these stupid, like, emojis. And then we're, like, sending photos of, you know, our private parts. And then next thing you know, having sex. And then next thing you know, don't talk about it.
It's always funny. I don't know if I really... and envious of the generation now of just like the swipe right and like right and fuck.
Don't be. It's terrible. So I went, that's what I was going to tell you. So I went on two dates with this kid. And the first date was okay. You know, like he seemed like a normal person. He said he worked in construction. I don't even believe he has a job at this point, to be honest with you. But, you know, all the stuff, whatever. And like we went up, We went and we smoked a blunt. Clearly, it's a classy date right there for me. And then we went to Smoky Bones and we had drinks. And, like, whatever, we didn't even kiss on the first date. Like, it was, you know, it was casual. And I was like, you know what, I like this kid. So the second date, we go out and I don't know if he, like, thought it was going to, like, impress me or what. But he shows me fake money that he has, counterfeit money, $100 bills, right? And I'm like, these do look real. But, like, you're also going to go to prison for this. Like, you do realize that.
Like, not, so, like, wait, out like, on the date.
Yes.
To pay for the...
No. The second date, we just went, we were, like, smoking a blunt. And he, like, just, like, was, like, I think he was, like, trying to brag. He was, like, trying to brag and, like, show off to me. And it's, like, I'm a 35-year-old woman, and I work almost every single day of my life to pay my bills. So, you showing me fake money, like, that's not...
Like, you could tell it was fake.
When I first looked at it, no. But then, like, the more I looked at it, because I was, like, wow, this is, like, really... this is fake. And the more I looked at it, I was like, oh, like, actually it doesn't feel right. And he was like, yeah, I know, right? Crazy. I'm like, you're going to prison for this. So I'm like...
And that's not, like, just prison. That's, like...
No, that's...
That's fed time.
No, seriously. Butt rape
prison.
Seriously. So I'm like, oh, don't want to talk to this person anymore. But, like, I don't know what my problem is. I get nervous telling somebody that I'm not interested when I'm not.
I was the same way for a while, too.
Really? Like,
oh, yeah. You know what it was? I was in... I don't know what it was, but, like, sometimes I am the avoider.
Some people get angry. Like, if you're, like, completely, like, oh, hey, I didn't, like, feel a connection, they'll get angry and, like lash out at you, like, call you names, like, whatever, like, put you down. And it's, like, clearly if you thought that I was, like, a fat, ugly slut, then, like, why do you want to be with me anyways? But then that makes you feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that's true.
So I was, like, okay, like, so on the second date also, like I found out like his last name because like he showed me his ID for a second for whatever reason because he's like, I don't know, he drives like a truck, whatever. So like clearly I took the time to scope out his like first and last name. So I leave this date and I'm like, I never want to see this person again, but I like look him up, you know, and I find out like that he has a girlfriend. So I'm like, okay, well, like, one, what a fucking scumbag. And two, like, okay, good. Now I really don't have to worry about ghosting him because, like, he has a girlfriend, so he's not going to really bother me that much longer. But then he was like, oh, like, what's up? Like, you, that's it? You don't want to see me anymore? I'm like, oh, no, I'm just so busy. But then his girlfriend fucking friend requested me on Facebook, her and another girl that she was friends with at, like, 1 in the morning last week. And I, like, saw it, and I was like, this girl looks so familiar. And I was like, oh, shit. So I was like, you know what? I am not about this life. And I was like, deny. Like, deny.
So fucking crazy. How old are they?
I don't need that in my life.
That sounds like some childish shit.
So he was, like, 28. She was only 22.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she wanted, like, the argue and drama.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Like, you know what? You can have your fucking fake money boyfriend, girl. Like, I do not want him. I'm sorry I ever went on a date with him. Like, well, not the first time, because it was okay, and I got the free drinks, so, but, like...
Yeah, from his fucking free money.
No, he paid with a credit card that time. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if he had paid with fake money and we got arrested? Oh.
Yeah, because it's not like you're using... Okay, first off, if you're going to counterfeit things... You don't use $100 bills.
Right? Like, use, like, a five or something. Like,
yeah, a five or a ten. Or at the very most, you use a
five. Or you don't fucking counterfeit money and try to take your girl out on a date. I'm just saying. Like, even if you are counterfeiting money, like, fucking keep it to yourself.
Don't brag about it. Yeah. Act like you're a fucking baller.
Nobody thinks you're cool.
Let's start from the ground level of this shit, all right? When you... If you work in the service industry... I've worked in customer service. What's the first thing they do when they give you a $100 bill? They take out that fucking marker and they swipe it to make sure it's real.
See, I've never done that. And why do they do that? Like, what does the marker do? Is it a special marker or any marker?
It's a special marker.
Yeah, because there's like a thing inside of it that when you put the marker, it like shows.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've never done that. I have received a fake $5 bill before though. And like a piece of shit, I went to Dunkin' Donuts because I was trying to do laundry.
Wait, what did you receive it from?
I don't know, like a job or something, like, you know, like waitressing Applebee's or shit. And so I was doing laundry at the laundromat, and I like, that's like the only thing I had left on me or something, and it wasn't taking it. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I like looked at it, and I was like, is this like not real? This looks weird. So then I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and I bought like four munchkins, so I'd get like the $4 back so I could do my laundry. I know, I'm a criminal.
You're such a bitch!
What's she supposed to do? Go to be an honest person? Fuck that.
I didn't do my laundry. I earned that fake $5.
You need fucking corn. You buy some fucking munchkins and you do your goddamn laundry.
I can't.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts can take that $5 loss. Like, you know.
They're
a huge corporation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll be okay.
It's awful.
I get, like, arrested after the show. They're like, ma'am, you've just admitted to, like, so many felonies.
No one knows who you are. And who knows when you worked at Dunkin' Donuts? Could have been years and years ago. Statute of limitation.
True. It was a really long time ago.
Yep. For all those police officers listening, this is actual. This is fiction.
You're so stupid.
Yeah, man. It's funny. Like, who was I? I'm actually still talking to my homegirl. She was talking about all the stories. She's just telling me all these stories about like the random dudes who like and just like the hookups and stuff like that. I can't wait to get her on the show. She used to work at one of the bars I used to go to. So yeah, so she was talking about unsolicited dick pics and things like that. And we were talking, and I was like, does any woman really want an unsolicited dick pic? Just like randomly look at their phone and go, whoa. She was like, absolutely not.
No. Unless it's like, unless it's amazing.
Unless it's in like
an... Unless it's amazing.
Yeah.
Unless he looks like a lumberjack.
Yeah, like if you are working with something amazing, then feel free to send it whenever.
Like if I was working with Mr. Marcus's packages, I would just send it right...
Who was Mr. Marcus?
Google him. I would just... Every morning I would wake up and tweet a picture of my dick. Every morning. Just a good morning. Slam on the table. But which is funny, the difference between guys, because it's like, oh, an unsolicited titty or vagina pic? Cool. It's weird. Is it just the penis? Does it just look that disgusting?
Sometimes. Yeah, it depends. It depends on what it looks like.
I mean, penises aren't really pretty in general.
Yeah.
Like, they're just fucking awful.
It's mainly about the
Now strip clubs, they don't actually ever show
their
dick.
Yeah, no, they don't. They
keep their underwear on. They get to keep their dignity. Don't worry.
But, like, a good dick pic is, I feel like it's about the total package, you know?
Like, all of it,
yeah. It really is. It's, like, it's...
Dicks are not pretty.
I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously it could just be the dick, but, like, it has to be, you know, special lighting. Like, no, I'm kidding. But, like...
Ambiance.
But, like, that kid that I used to hook up with, he sent amazing dick pics, and it was, like, basically, like, him... In his bathroom, like, you know, like, doing, like, the girl pose, like, fucking taking a photo of the mirror.
Yeah.
But, like, he was super fit, you know? And, like... And like,
so cut. It was about the full package.
And then, and he also had like a huge dick, so it really was like that. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
I'm gonna have to, you know what's funny? This is gonna be one of those shows where I have to preface and go, all right, guys, listen up. There's going to be a lot of talk about penis on here, so if you're uncomfortable, don't listen. Otherwise, enjoy, because this is actually a pretty good fucking episode.
No minors.
Huh?
No minors.
No minors.
Oh, this goes up as explicit every time. It was funny. It was given the option of explicit or clean. I was so tempted to put one on there where I dropped the C word a bunch of times. Yeah, angrily, I was so tempted to put it on there as clean. But I was like, nah, let me not do that. Oh, man. So does anyone have any funny one-night stand stories?
The only one I had was that fucking
toast thing. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I've, like, I'm like, I've definitely had one-night stands, but, like, I smoke too much weed and I never remember my life, so it's like, do I do this on purpose, or I just, like, black it out? I'm like, no, that never happened. People, like, bring up to me things, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, that did happen.
I did do that. Shit.
No, I haven't had any. I've been trying to be good recently. Like, I mean, obviously, like, I hooked up with my trainer last night, but
stamina.
Yep. He's so cute. That's, like, the worst part. He's so cute. And I'm, like, I mean, I'm, like, okay, but, like, I'm not on his level whatsoever.
Well, he's a personal trainer.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Probably looks like a wrestler.
He looks exactly like Matt Damon, but, like, hot Matt Damon, like, not fat Matt Damon, you know?
Not old fat Matt Damon, hot Matt Damon.
What the hell is the name of that movie? Born Supremacy?
Yeah, yeah, no, he looks just like that. He's so sexy. Gets me to work out, though. Gets me to work out. Shames me into it. I'm like, oh, I'm so fat. And you're so hot. That's what, you know, it's funny. So when we're working out, he's like, come on, suck it up. Just do it. And I'm like, dude, okay. Can I just tell you right now that, like, I'm not slacking off because I want to. Like, I'm trying my fucking hardest because you're hot as fuck. And I clearly don't want to look like a fat piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm telling you that I can't do it, I physically fucking can't do it. Like, you know?
This comedian goes, this guy, guy was personal training him. And, like, I guess after the workout, he just fell. And he goes, get up! He's like, no oxygen down there. He's laying on the ground going, I will die however I want to.
Right?
I've done one personal training session, and this is when I was in mega shape. This guy was like, you don't need me.
I feel like if you do get a personal trainer, that you do have to find somebody that is that you're sexually attracted to somewhat, because I feel like that gives you the extra motivation, to be honest.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
You know, because, like, you, like, for real, you don't want to look like a fat ass in front of them. Like, you're like, oh, I, like, want to look like someone, you know, in shape, so you're going to try harder.
That makes sense to me. But hey, well, I'm obviously not personal training anybody. One day I'll be back in shape. I figure my best shape will probably be Michael Clark Duncan-ish.
I don't even know who that is.
3 Mile.
Still don't. I don't think I saw that movie.
Blah.
What was the Green Mile about? Football?
No. Prison.
Oh.
I'll Racism. I'll
football, say prison, same difference.
He was the, do you remember the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie?
I don't watch a lot of movies. I don't. I haven't been in the movie theaters in like a million years. Because people ruin the movies.
Well, yeah. What can you do?
The other day I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall at my house. And I watched it with my daughter, who is about to be 16. And she's been, like, really distant recently. Always on her cell phone. So I was like, oh, let's watch this movie. It's super funny.
That's my question.
Oh, okay.
But he has,
I do know who that is, yeah.
But he has a gut, too. So I was like, I'm realistic with what I'm going to look like.
Right. So I knew she wasn't like, I was like, oh, I'll watch this movie, it's so funny. And she's like, okay. So at the end of the movie, I'm like, you weren't even paying attention. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, she's like, I was. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, I was. I'm like, so did you notice that, like, the lead character in this movie, like, showed his dick, like, 4 times? She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, no, like, hit full frontal. You didn't notice. That's how I know you weren't fucking paying attention. Have you seen that movie? It's so funny.
What movie?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Like, we saw Jason.
We were watching it the other day.
On Netflix?
Yeah. Remember? Because the nurse was like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Yeah, good movie.
She didn't even didn't even see the screen. She just heard, I think he was like, Inside of You. She's like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. All right. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank my wife for doing the show with me again, even though I had to bribe her with wine that she purchased on her own. I want to thank Jamie for coming on the show, even though she braved the snow. That's not going to start for another hour or two. All
right.
To everyone, Maria, can I get a damn it, Wade?
Nope.
Damn it, Wade!